driving from the Hinch in County Clare on the coast of the Atlantic Ocean to another little seaside village called Kilkee, about 40 kilometres or so south, is a very strange sensation. And this is what this piece of audio is all about. Leaving La Hinch, heading for Kilkee. You know, it's 2014 and it's Easter Monday. But my history with Kilkee goes back to the year I was born. The year I was born, I was taken to Kilkee before I was 1 year old. And I spent the summer, or not the summer, I spent, I think, a month in Kilkee that year. And I spent a month in Kilkee when I was 1 and a half. I spent a month in Kilkee when I was 2 and 3 quarters, 3 and 3 quarters, all the way up until I was 10, almost 10. And then my family stopped going there. We used to rent a house in Kilkee, as, you know, quite a few other people did. Now, I'm driving along here, leaving the Hinch, and I've just been slowed down because it's caution cycle in progress. There is a group of cyclists, all of whom are helmeted, all of whom are male, passing me by. Wrong. There is a woman bringing up the rear. She may be one of the organisers even. Oh, sorry, another person here. That's a woman as well. So indeed, I have, I think, met the head of the thing. There's a guy on a motorbike leading the way, slowing everybody down. So, Easter Monday, out of here, looks like as if, oh, there's a man on the left-hand side carrying a set of golf clubs with a set of foot joys in his left hand. Their foot joys are golf shoes. Anyway, it looks like as if things are happening on the Clare coastline today, and I was about to launch into a moment or a few minutes of nostalgia. So I'll go back to the nostalgia. Yeah, being in Kilkee as a child, which is where, incidentally, Richard Harris, the, you know, the actor, Loneliness of Long Distance Runner, the wonderful Dumbledore, magnificent actor from Limerick, the man who sang at MacArthur Park and made a huge hit of that in 1968, summer 68, August 68, I think. Kilkee is exactly 40 kilometres away. Quilty is on the way. The Coast House Lodge has got vacancies at €25. It's a bed and breakfast with sea views. And we got some stragglers coming up behind the serious cyclists. And in front of me is my house, where I have never been to. I believe it is a fantastic place. But the view of my house, looking out onto the sea, is magnificent. A big white house placed in green fields in front of blue sea. So that'll give you a flavour of the colours of it. There are bed and breakfasts on the left-hand side as I drive through here, and there are stone walls, dry stone walls, on the right. This is a patchwork of fields, bumpy fields. None of the land is flat. There's two people running on the left-hand side, jogging, and I'm on the wild Atlantic Way. Wild Atlantic Way is a roadway that stretches from, depending on where you want to start, but let's start up at the top, Donegal, right up at the top of Donegal, and it goes all the way to West Cork. And it's a huge Irish tourism, national tourism initiative currently running, designed and, well, claiming to be the longest coastal driveway in the world, which when I heard it first I thought was a joke or an extravagant claim, a typical piece of marketing exaggeration. But I now think that there may be something to it. My house in here on the right hand side has these lovely little purple flowers growing out of the wall as you go into it. I have never been into my house in my life, but I believe it is a super place to stay, and they have great food. I've told all of those things. Carry on towards Kilkee. riding towards Cookie. I'm not going to do the audio the whole way, but I just want to kind of compare and contrast the two places, because one was where I went to for my summer holidays as a kid. You know, the first beach I knew, the place I learned to swim, the place I learned to play rackets up against the wall with a tennis ball. There are two big racket courts in Kilkee. You could hammer a tennis ball up against the wall, and there it's where Curragh's particular kind of boats pulled up on the slipway in the morning, and you could go down and literally pay. I even don't know whether it was threepence to get a mackerel, or even to get several mackerel, enough mackerel to have your breakfast, and to take mackerel straight out of the sea virtually and cook them for breakfast. You know, a great memory as a child, right? So Kilkee was the place I learned to swim. My mother taught me to swim. Well, in fact, I ended up swimming by accident because she took her hand away from underneath me and I stayed afloat, and I kind of somehow learned how to swim that way. But it's a place where there are three natural formations in rocks called the Pollicoles. And these are three pools. Two of them are, we know in those days, were mixed. In other words, for women, children and men. But the third one was reserved exclusively for men. It was called the men's. The third Pollicole was for men. And indeed, men could lie on them there naked, walk around naked. It was, you know... Yeah, back in... I'm going back to the 1950s now. And I'm sure this tradition continued into the 60s. I don't know when the third Pollicole, or even if to this day the third Pollicole has become, you know, bisexual. Generational. Anyway, there's another big bike passing me on the right-hand side. In case you're wondering, this is farmland, really. I see no animals, but I do see sheds, and I see some heifers there on the right-hand side, and a runner running in the direction of Kilkee with a Wild West Run on the back of his... Now, he's running alone. That might be interesting and worth following up about, the Wild West Run, especially, you know, thinking about the Wild Atlantic Way, which I can't remember how many miles they've tracked it as, but it certainly has resulted in some signage company getting an awful lot of work, because there are an awful lot of Wild Atlantic Way signage all the way down. So I reckon that's a big investment, not for just 1 year, but for many years. Up on the left-hand side from me is a place that used to be wonderful, called the Black Oak Restaurant. I have had great food and conviviality there many years ago, but I don't think it's the same now anymore. And somebody has gone and built a wretched-looking house, blot on the landscape, right there underneath it. But in a great location. There's a farmer in a tractor on Easter Monday. I was going to say saving hay, but he can't be saving hay. It's the wrong time of the year for it. But whatever he was doing, he was in a field, a tiny field, and I saw him over the hedge. I'm leaving Lahinch, which in a long audio yesterday I described, I'm sure somewhere in it, as my spiritual home these days. Place that I love to go, and I'm driving to the place that I loved as a kid. I have often told my daughter stories about life in Kilkee when I was a lad in short trousers, and that was where I first get periwinkles, and in one of the stories, or maybe in many of the stories that I invented to tell my daughter a few years ago, it's where I saw my first mermaid. Had a little dog called Rebel, and the dog had all sorts of adventures in Kilkee, as well as in Limerick. It for people, you know, who had money, and I grew up in a family who did have money, going to Kilkee was a very norm, and renting a house for a month was a not unusual thing to do. My father used to keep on working in the bookshop that he owned, and come down on weekends, and I think he would then come and stay for two consecutive weeks. we went in the month of June, which was less crowded, and which I think historically might have had the better weather than July or August. Kilkee would get chock-a-block, really, really full in July and August. But that's it, that's the entire season, you know. June, July and August, and that was it. I mean, Kilkee in those days, you know, had nothing happening during the winter at all, and everybody, you know, the place, I presume the population kind of, you know, was cut by 7/8 for most of the year. But a place that I remember seeing my parents drinking at a bar, I saw them from the vantage point of lying on the floor in Scots in Kilkee, looking up at my parents. And if any of you are listening to this audio and you know Kilkee, you know that Scots is a place where a load of people congregate for drinks. Typical behaviour in the summer. I don't know what Kilkee is like in the winter at all. It doesn't have surfing. This is the thing. Lahinch has surfing. Lahinch has, you know, spread the season in a highly impressive way. So that in terms of average season length, and from an economic viability, that makes the Hinch, I think, a very successful place. Although I doubt very much that many of the people trading in the Hinch would describe, you know, life as being a doddle, point of view of that. But the road is a twisty, narrowish road with hedges on both sides. You can't really see the sea all that easily at times, but when you do come out to it, as I do right now, I'm at White Strand now. A magnificent view of white breakers on the sea. And I'm driving along here, and I'm going to take the right turn towards Spanish Point. And I've got runners, another activity going on here. There are walkers. In fact, they're not runners, they're walkers, even though it says runners. Anyway, they're obviously doing some kind of charity walk on Easter Monday. In front of me are five people on 2 kilometres from Spanish Point on bicycles, you know, one in grey, one in red, one in yellow, one in red and white, one in yellow. In fact, they're all young people. I don't see an adult among them. There is 2 kilometre pink, yellow, fluorescent yellow sign. The waves are looking fabulous. There must be an offshore. In fact, there is an offshore. In other words, what I mean by that is the wind is coming off the shore into the face of the waves as they're approaching the shore. And that, I think, is the best wind from the point of view of surfing. But certainly from the point of view of getting the waves to sit up. There's magnificent spray off the sea. In case you're wondering about the sky, there's no sun through. It'll burn off this cloud probably later on, but it's kind of dullish with bits of sky blue. Well, there's a gorgeous dog with long legs, a kind of poodleish type dog, and I'm approaching now a sharp right left turn over a little bridge, and I think just down there is White Strand or something. Oh, it's just fantastic to see the ocean doing its strutting its stuff. And I much prefer to see the ocean alive rather than, you know, all flat, like as if it was a lake. But I like the energy of the waves. It's good for all sorts of things, including, you know, giving you something to mount up if you decided to write something. Primroses on the yellow primroses growing in the hedgerows, if you like. And it's a woman on the right-hand side running. She's running. She's got red underneath. Oh, there's a falabella. Falabella. My God, that must be... If that isn't a falabella, it's a Connemara pony, and I'm not that good enough on little horses to be... A falabella is only as big as a big dog. So the difference between a falabella and a Connemara pony, I wouldn't be good enough to tell you the difference, but what a beauty. If I had time, I would have stopped and taken the photograph. But I'm now looking down along the cliffs. Spanish Point and Milton Malbé are two villages here which we would come out from Kilkee. We didn't as children go to Lahinch very much, mainly because of, I don't know why, to be honest. My parents may not have particularly wanted to go to Lahinch. can't think why they wouldn't, because La Hinch and the little tiny village next to the small village of La Hinch called Liscannor are gems. But anyway, for swimming, they wouldn't. There's a thatched cottage, right? A classic thatched cottage on the right hand side as I come into Spanish Point. The cottage is called, I can't tell you. I can't remember it. They go to the car. They're all bungalows, by the way, around me. Bungalows. I'm into a bay. And here's a tractor. And here's a tractor. Heading for me is a tractor. Is it a John Deere? Let us slow down here to tell you what kind of a tractor it is. It is not. It is a Ford 460 for you tractor collectors. Are there, you know how there are train spotters and airplane spotters? Are there tractor spotters? Man and woman walking on the left. You know, it's this is the wild Atlantic way, and you know, on a day like this, which the weather is pretty benign, to be honest, there's Barker's B&B on the right hand side, and right on my right is the Armada Hotel on the sea. I guess it's probably a 2 or 3 star hotel. I can't tell how many it is. It certainly isn't any more than that, and I'm not judging or recommending it or anything. I'm just saying it's there. And the right hand, straight ahead is Milltown Malbay, and to the right is Quilty. And I think I'm going to follow the Wild Atlantic Way. But there is a wonderful music festival down here in Milltown Malbay every year. And if you want traditional Irish music, Illan Pipes particularly come to Milltown Malbay. The sea is throwing up. There's nobody out there. There isn't a surfer here. And I tell you what, there might be a few people going out there now, but those waves are surfable. I mean, they're not huge, they're not very high, but they are definitely, you'd hold a surfboard up on them. It's a great little bay, the Bijou Bay, I'd call it. And there's nobody here. There's nobody here. The reason there's nobody here is that this is so early in the season. Now, it's Easter's late this year, but sure that this place will be full in July and August. There's sand and marram grass along the verge here, and this is going in the direction, if you want to locate us, going in the direction of Doonbeg. If any of you are into golf and you know about golf courses, well, we're leaving behind us La Hinch, which is one of the greatest links golf courses in the world. There's the Red Cliff restaurant on the left-hand side. I have never heard of it, but that might be one to inquire about. Let's see what the local reputation is. Kilrush, turn right, Inish Diamond, turn left, keep going on the Wild Atlantic Way, bracket S. So I guess it means south. I guess there might be north and south. And if I, but anyway, yes, that's right. It's north and south, the signpost that I've down in a hollow, beautifully out of the way so it isn't a block on the landscape, is the campsite where you can have your mobile home. We're moving over the Anna, A-N-N-A-G-H, Anna, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, the Anna River. Now, nobody in the whole world would know how to spell Anna if you said to them, "Are you going over the Anna River?" That's because in Gaelic, A-G-H is A. So A-N-N-A-G-H is Anna. In front of me is a horse box, and I can see the ears of a horse protruding from it, and it's an 05 County Clare. That means 2005 County Clare horse box. And you can tell by my enthusiasm in my description that, you know, I am loving this. I am loving driving through the west of Ireland along the Wild Atlantic Way, heading in the direction. Oh, and I'm up to 19 minutes, so my allowance is 20 minutes, so I'm going to stop in 20, 40 seconds. But, you know, and we'll just see what's happening. But I'm going to see a man who I was at school with. That's another reason for my enthusiasm. I'm going to see Michael Reeves, who I went to school with in Limerick for donkey's years. I'm a guy who, at about the age of 14 or 15, kicked the ball over the bar from halfway in Tolman Park. That's a long way back. It's quite an achievement. Those of you who can remember the old rugby balls, which were heavy and full of mud on them. There we are. So that's it. This is the part of the Wild Atlantic Way. Thanks very much for being with me on it. Enjoy the rest of it.